Now here's some Roots Radio music news. I'm Craig Havokhurst. After years of inertia and frustration over low royalty rates and out-of-date rules in the streaming era, songwriters are finally hearing promising news out of Washington, D.C. Unlike just about everything else on Capitol Hill, the Music Modernization Act has deep support from both parties and virtually all the stakeholders in digital music, from songwriters and publishers to tech giants. John Barker, CEO of Brentwood-based Clearbox Rights, an intellectual property administration company, says a six-year process climaxed last year with months of negotiations.
What they've come out with is something that the industry can look at and say, you know what, this is better than what we have now, maybe the best thing we can do.
Two key changes are proposed. First is to radically simplify the way interactive services like Spotify obtain licenses to stream songs. Today, it's an expensive and tedious publisher-by-publisher process. Proposed is a mechanical licensing collective with a unified database of song ownership and blanket licensing for all works in a one-stop shopping scenario. Second is a new principle for setting streaming rates based on free market standards. Barker says the three-judge panel that determines how much streams are worth, the Copyright Royalty Board, has been constrained. According to the new plan,
as the CRB, or the Copyright Royalty Board, reviews rates, they can incorporate all kind of evidence to get as close to what we call willing seller, willing buyer as possible.
By coincidence, the CRB last week announced the biggest boost to streaming royalties in its history, defining a 45% raise over the next 5 years. Industry experts believe those increases, combined with growth in paid streaming subscriptions generally, offer the most encouraging outlook for music in years. My full interview with John Barker and a longer report is at WMOT.org.